He is the Director of Public Services for the City of Lansing. Chad, I just had my boss come in and tell me that westbound Jolly at Aurelius is closed due to flooding. I think you're experiencing a lot of these type of issues.
Yes, we are, Tony. Good morning. The two of these events back-to-back, you know, the ground is starting to get a little bit saturated, and that means more runoff quicker to the streets. We have several streets that are closed. I'll maybe make a run through of those, maybe if I can this morning.
Please.
Edgewood, from Martin Luther King to LaBelle, that's east of Martin Luther King. Pleasant Grove, Martin Luther King to Moffitt. Miller, Pleasant Grove to Wise. Jolly Road at Jet Drive, which is just west of Aurelius there. And then local streets that are bounded by Pleasant Grove, Miller, ML King, and Jolly. So all of those streets that I just mentioned, with the exception of Jolly at Jet, are kind of in the southwestern quadrant of the city, which the major part of the storm hit last night, as well as the storm last night. So lots of rain. I haven't had the updates yet on the total rainfall, but, you know, yesterday's rain in the south end was about 5 3/4 to 6 inches of water, depending upon what gauge you looked at. So just a tremendous amount of rain, kind of making up, I guess, for a month and a half of desert-type conditions.
All right, if we get dry weather for the next few days, is as predicted, those areas should clear up in the next few days?
Yes, they should. It'll take a little bit longer than yesterday for the surface flooding to relieve itself, but yes, this, you know, the ground is not completely saturated yet, and hopefully the rivers will go right back down like they did yesterday. They came up upwards of about 6 feet overnight. The rivers are again up. We have multiple closures of the river trail, kind of the normal spots for those people who do take the river trail. But I would just tell everyone listening just to use caution, whether you're on the river trail or driving. It does not take more than maybe an inch and between an inch and 2 inches of water to hydroplane your vehicle, even at somewhat lower speed. So, you know, just be careful out there. Take some extra time. Don't underestimate the power of water.
And, Chad, I guess I can't overemphasize that only so much water can get into the sewer system, can get down the river, and when it can't go through, especially that sewer system, it backs up.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Tony, and the system is designed for a specific event, and we do have events that exceed those, especially these very intense storm events, which are normally infrequent, that don't normally cause these types of issues for those particular reasons. We just are having a couple of those back-to-back, and they do cause these types of problems.
All right, Chad, and folks see anything maybe that you haven't listed, where can they call?
We will be issuing a press release through the fire department, through the emergency management office, and it'll have all these streets on it here, I would believe, in the next hour or so. And those press releases are also available on the city's website.
All right, thanks so much, Chad.
You bet, Tony.